The clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Soon still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've been around and well up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, my loneliness calls.
Thank you, from the grotto.
Yes.
They're on now.
Okay.
Marchi. Yes, you. Whoa. Hey. It's okay. Safe. My cleavage caught it. It's fine.
Excellent catch.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because you've got to introduce this one.
Yes.
This is a Marcella Papini classic, I think.
So, oh, okay.
It's all right, you carry on.
Thank you. So this one is a little adaptation that I did a few years ago of a Christmas classic. And I merged it with another Christmas classic, which is the story of The Little Match Girl by Hans Christian Andersen. Not a cheery Christmas story by any account, but it's quite a beautiful, lovely story. And I've set it to the music of Silent Night.
One second, please.
So it's time to get a little bit somber once we've fixed boobs and all of that.
Is there anything?
We're going to just get a little bit moodier,
okay.
Somberer. And we're going to have a little bit of help.
Yep, you're just going to keep telling the story.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep telling the story.
So Hans Christian Andersen wrote a series
of
Christmas...
I'm sorry, how do you expect me to tell the story of the little matchstick girl when I have all of...
I'm no matchstick.
No.
Therein lies the problem with this, yes.
I was trying to get all moody and stuff, but no, I can't.
Why don't you sing us the story?
There is a little girl who is very poor.
Yes.
She wanders the streets of London.
Of Copenhagen, I believe.
Copenhagen. Selling matches to keep herself clothed in food. But she has a very difficult decision to make. Because the winter and the Christmases of Copenhagen, they are very cold. And when people are cold, they need warmth.
Mm-hmm.
So, does she keep her collection of matches to sell so she can eat? Or does she burn the last one to stay alive? The predicament is large.
And all will be revealed when we start singing.
You're right there, Poo-Poo?
I'm fine.
A one.